Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Happy New Year! Well, it will be in a few days. I sure hope 2021 will be better than 2020. Oh my goodness. Today's show originally aired on May 7th, 1948. Here now are the Bickersons, starring Don Ameche and Francis Langford in The Cat is Going to Have Kittens.
This is Marvin Miller, ladies and gentlemen, speaking for the makers of Old Gold Cigarettes, who are pleased to present the 33rd in a series of new programs with Carmen Dragon at his orchestra, starring Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's lovable Frank Morgan, the genial Don Ameche, and charming Francis Langford.
No more yockers.
Oh, don't worry about that, Don. As far as I'm concerned, this is Yockerless Friday. I just want to know what time it is.
Well, it's 5 after 6. Why?
Don, would you think I'm an idiot if I told you something idiotic?
Well, yes, I think so.
In a few minutes, I have to give the baby another bottle.
Baby?
Whose baby is it, Thomas?
Oh, it's one of mine. My wife took the other kids to San Francisco yesterday, and she left the baby with me.
What did she do that for?
Well, we had a nurse, but she quit this morning.
Well, that's awful. Where is the child now, Carmen?
In my dressing room, sleeping in a violin case.
I never heard of such a thing. You know how to feed it, Carmen?
Not too well. That baby just won't eat a thing. I spent all afternoon tasting her milk to show her how nice it is, and now I don't feel so good.
Well, do you want me to take you up and burp you?
Carmen, I think I'd better go in and see if I can't feed the baby.
Okay, but you better put an apron on. She kicks and you're liable to get milk all over you.
Francis, do you have any children?
No.
Well, you go ahead. I think I'll phone my wife and ask her advice about feeding.
Well, ask if she knows how to stop the kid from crying, too, darling.
Yeah, I will. Hello. Hello, honey. Listen, what kind of food do you give to a 10-month-old baby? What? No, I'm not babysitting. I'm still on the air. Aren't you listening to the program tonight? You listening to what? Well, no wonder we haven't got any Hooper. Carmen's kid, he has to take care of it. Get some what? Oh, yeah. And how do you stop it from crying? Yeah. Okay, thanks, honey. Goodbye.
What'd you say, Don?
Carmen, your worries are over. Just give your baby an old watch or a 10-cent string of beads and she'll stop squawking.
That's what he says. I've given my baby a barrel of perfume and a mink coat and I still can't keep her quiet. Frank! I can see you haven't been around very much. Where is this baby of yours?
Resting in my dressing room.
Dressing room. Well, you've been around more than I thought. However, right now, I'm interested in knowing whether any applicants turned up in answer to my ad in this morning's paper.
What ad?
This one. Wanted serving girl, good salary, must be willing and able. Dodger, I interviewed 200 women and couldn't find one that was willing and able.
Why not?
Well, the ones that were able weren't willing, and the ones that were willing weren't able.
I see. Well, why are you so particular about a serving girl, Frank?
Well, haven't I told you about the trouble we encountered with our present upstairs maid?
Your upstairs maid?
Yes, a self-effacing but rather beautiful young lady. Oh. I selected her from 30 applicants sent to me from the School for Wayward Girls.
Wayward girls? Aren't you afraid she might rob the house?
Oh, no. The trouble is I put her to work as an upstairs maid, but unfortunately we have no upstairs. She's been working for us for 3 months, and I haven't told her yet.
You haven't told her yet?
No.
You mean you've been keeping the girl in the dark?
Every chance I get. The maid I'm looking for now must have... Well, this must be one of the applicants. Hello, my dear.
Why, hello.
Well, what a lovely chambermaid. I haven't seen anyone look so good in an apron since I was dispossessed at the YWCA. May I see your references?
Well, I'm afraid
Oh, never mind. I can see at a glance that you'll do. The job pays $60 a month with board and $200 a week if I'm not bored. Is Is that satisfactory?
I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan, sure. But right now I've got my hands full with an infant. I have to warm a bottle. Goodbye.
Well, I didn't even get her name.
Oh, are you a madman, Frank? That was Frances Lang for our featured singer. She's worked with you for months.
Oh, Frances E. Singer. Works for Madman Month.
Yeah, well,
she's a capable-looking girl. It's a pity she won't work for me. Together we could have made a fine pair of domestics.
A fine pair of domestics?
Yeah, she has a handyman.
You really mean you
didn't know that was Frances Lang?
Well, I thought she looked kind of familiar, but wasn't she wearing an apron?
Yes, Frank, she's just helping me out.
He's got a baby in the dressing room.
A baby? Well, congratulations, Herman. Have a cigar.
Now, it's not a new one. His nurse walked out this morning and Carmen's stuck with the baby. His wife's in San Francisco and she doesn't know about it.
Oh, Doris doesn't know she had a baby. Somebody better tell her it's Mother's Day on Sunday.
Don't you understand, Morgan? Carmen needs somebody that knows about children. His kid has been crying all day and refuses to eat.
Refuses to eat? Well, the answer is simplicity itself, and the dog dates back to the father's infancy. Herman, did your mother have any children?
Just two, my brother and sister.
Oh.
What's wrong with you, Carmen? Aren't you one of the family?
I guess so, but I was so small I didn't even count. You know, when I was born, I only weighed a pound and a half.
Not really. Did you live?
Sure, you ought to see me now.
Stop wasting time with Morgan, Carmen. You better get a doctor and look at your kid.
Well, that won't be necessary, Herman. Long experience tells me that your child's difficulty lies in improper adjustment. By a series of simple tests, I can determine...
What are you giving out with, Morgan? Do you know anything about child psychology?
Are you serious, Dodger? Would you ask George Bernard Shaw if he knew anything about architecture?
But Shaw's a playwright.
He is? Well, then why should you ask him about architecture? My advice to you is to get a good architect, tell him what kind of a house you want.
I don't want a house. Want to hear what you know about child psychology.
Oh, yes. Well, learning the fundamentals of child psychology is just like taking candy from a baby. In fact, the whole idea is to keep taking candy from a baby. When you have more babies than you have candy, you divide them equally, add your age, take away the number you first thought of, and the number is always 9. Is there a page missing here somewhere?
What's all that got to do with feeding Carmen's baby?
Well, more than meets the eye, my boy. There are many reasons why a child becomes intractable, and the best method of approach is to probe its ego and uncover its foibles.
This is a girl.
Well, that makes it more complicated. Girl babies are naturally more capricious and often manage to confound even the most discerning psychologist.
Frank, this isn't a problem child.
Well, you never know. This may sound curious to you, but I was a problem child myself.
Well, I can't believe it.
I was a child of my nursemaid who understood nothing of psychology and made matters worse by dandling me on her knee. This led to some rather objectionable habits. That wasn't so bad. The girl found she could pacify me by giving me frequent tepid baths and wrapping me on the knuckles with a spiked club.
That sounds like an effective treatment.
Effective, but temporary. Real trouble lay in my clothing.
Your clothing?
Definitely. On examination by the leading psychologists of the day, they discovered that my behavior was due to a constriction caused by tight shoes. And without a moment's delay, my parents procured for my pleasure some loose booties. Booties! Psychology that I soon became a judge in juvenile court. where I had a chance to study the eccentricities of teenage girls.
Oh, did you save any of these girls?
Well, I have one or two phone numbers left, but I...
Oh!
You mean, did I reform them?
Yes, yes.
Certainly. I wrote a mountain of books on the subject, all published in every language.
What books?
Well, all kinds. I received...
What
I
books
got...
did you write, Morgan?
Yes, right. Well, have you ever heard of the famous... Common neuroses of children?
Oh, yes.
Well, I...
You nothing.
What?
That was written by English and Pearson and published by Norton in 1929.
Yeah, it's English probably. 29 and Palm. Yes, well... when Psychology of Adolescence first hit the stands, I
bought a copy because that was written by my father.
Your father?
Yes.
You know something about child psychology, Doctor?
Everything. The Amichis have been child psychologists for generations.
Uh-huh.
Beginning with my grandfather, Wayward Amici, down to my Uncle Handcuffs and my Aunt Pistol.
Your Aunt Pistol?
A long-barreled old bore. Always went off half-cock when she was loaded.
Now, see here, Doctor.
Nobody but a fathead would believe that you're a child psychologist.
Well, the world is full of fatheads. Thank heaven, I see one now. Here comes that person, Mr. Lodbucket.
I don't want to intrude, Don, but I don't believe Mr. Morgan either.
What?
I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan, but I'm tired of your jokes, and I can no longer stomach being the butt.
Well, now, let's stop twisting things around. I was only pulling your leg. Really, this is one time I need your help.
Mr. Lodbucket, I don't want to bother you. Well, you do, you know.
What happened?
That settles it, Morgan. Not even Marvin believes you're a child psychologist. You might as well admit it.
Rubbish. If I had a baby here, I could demonstrate...
Marvin's got a baby here.
Oh, I forgot. Yes, well, I haven't tried the Morgan method of feeding in a long time.
Well, you're going to try it right now.
What?
Here's the vitamin capsule you can give her if you can make her swallow it.
It'd be simpler to make the child swallow that capsule, Dodger, if I just had my equipment here. Unfortunately...
What kind of equipment?
Well, for one thing, I need a hollow tube about 9 inches long and a half inch in diameter. So we might as well forget...
No, I just happen to have such a tube in my pocket.
Yeah, you would.
My pea shooter. I'd love to see how you give a baby a capsule with it.
Well, it's very simple. Where's the baby?
Over here.
Yeah?
Can we come in, Carmen? Frank's going to give the baby a capsule with the Morgan method.
Oh, you're not going to hurt her, are you, Frank?
Nonsense. Just stand aside, my boy. Child is wide awake. That makes it a little more difficult, but no matter.
She's smiling at you, Frank.
Is that her face? Your favorite little creature, isn't she? Is this the one you couldn't get off the chandelier, Harmon?
Quit stalling and give her the capsule.
Yes, well, all right. Now open wide, baby. There we are. Now I'll just insert this evil-smelling capsule in the tube like this, and then I'll put one end in my mouth and one end in yours, and then all I do is blow gently.
Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, well, go ahead and blow, Morgan.
Well, here we go.
Help! Quick, get a doctor!
What happened?
The kid blew first!
Don Amici and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Dickerson in The Honeymoon is Over. The Dickersons have retired. Mrs. Dickerson lies tense and unrelaxed in the darkness as poor husband John, victim of induced insomnia or Jabbering's reaction, engages in another losing battle during an acute attack of the sleep-robbing ailment. Listen.
Mommy!
pinball machine.
What's the matter, Wes?
You've got to stop it, John. I can't lie here another minute and listen to those awful noises.
Awful.
Why must I suffer all my life? You can stop that snoring if you want to. I know you can. No other man snores like you.
How do you know?
I talk to my women friends. Their husbands are so quiet they have to keep waking them to see if they're dead.
No.
What I wouldn't give to be able to sleep through the night just once.
And me too.
Not to hear that snarling and rasping and whining and roaring. Honest John, who else carries on like that?
Honest John.
Very funny. Oh, you're so funny, John Bickerson.
No, I'm not funny, Blanche. I'm just sleepy.
But what about me? I haven't slept for so long and I'm a nervous wreck. My face is full of lines. I've changed into a withered old crone.
You haven't changed since the day I married you. You look great.
That's not true. You're just trying to make me feel good.
I am not.
You are too.
I am not. I wouldn't make you feel good if it was the last thing I ever did.
How well I know it. Telling me I haven't changed since you married me. That's such a defense because you know you're to blame. Go on. Take a look at our wedding picture. Wouldn't hurt you to see how pretty I used to be.
It hurts.
The picture didn't do me justice at that. You never should have paid that photographer. I still don't see why you were letting him get away with it, John.
Oh, go on. It's the best picture you ever took in your life, and you know it.
How can you say that? Look at it. It's on the dresser. Go on, look at it.
Not now.
The pose is all right, but I've got my lips apart, and I'm showing the end of my tongue.
I didn't know there was an end to it.
Too bad about you. Why do you think I like to keep looking young and beautiful? Only to please you.
I'm pleased.
If you wanted me to, I'd even have my face lifted.
You don't have to have your face lifted.
Really, John?
Really. I like it the way it is. Nice and saggy.
My face.
Nothing's the matter with it.
But you don't think it's beautiful.
Yes, I do.
You do not.
Oh, Blanche, I do.
Then why don't you say it?
Blanche, you're beautiful. Your face is cameo-like in its perfection. Your nose is classic. Your eyes are like two limpid pools. Your lips are as luscious as ripe cherries, and I love you.
How can you love me? You never look at me.
How can I look at you and love you? How can I look at you when I'm so sleepy? Please put out the light, will you, Blanche?
No, you're not going back to sleep, John.
Why not?
Because somebody has to sit up with the cat. She's going to have her kittens any minute.
That's her worry.
John, haven't you got any feelings at all?
Listen, Blanche, I've got as much feelings as the next guy. But I have to get up in the morning and I can't spend the whole night playing midwife to an alley cat.
She's not an alley cat. Her mother was a purebred boxer.
A boxer's a dog.
For your information, a boxer is a cat, too. It's a special breed. They raise them in China. And our cat's mother was a champion boxer.
Well, she didn't know how to defend herself. Father was an amateur fencer. Stop talking about the cat and let's get some sleep.
I can't help talking. The poor little thing is in the kitchen all alone, friendless. Nobody to worry about her.
What's the matter with the goldfish and the canary? They're in there with her.
Oh, they don't even know what's happening.
Maybe the goldfish doesn't, but the canary's pacing up and down in his cage.
John, please, I wish you'd go in and have a look at the cat.
What for? I can't do anything. I want to sleep.
She may have had the kittens already.
Oh.
You think so, John?
think what?
You think the cat had the kittens already?
No, she'll let us know when she has them.
How would she let us know?
She'll drop us a litter. Good night, Blanche.
And to think all these years that I didn't know she was a female. We can't call her Peter anymore. I'll have to think of a name for her. Why don't you help me, John?
No.
Let me see. Marie. No, that's no good. Louise? No, if I call her Louise, Mel will get sore. Gloria. No, the cat will get sore. Oh, I've got it. John, wake up. I thought of a good name.
Go to sleep. I thought of a bad one.
I'm going to call her Clara after my sister. Isn't that good?
That's fine.
And we can name the kittens after Clara's children.
Kittens? Listen, Blanche, you don't think we're going to keep those kittens, do you?
Oh, why not?
Why not? Nobody keeps kittens. If you don't give them away or something, you'll have 9 million cats inside of a year. Who's going to feed them?
Oh, they don't eat so much.
Well, how can you say that? That one cat alone can eat 5 pounds of liver and drink a gallon of milk a week. More than I drink in a month.
You never drink milk.
I don't eat liver either. 9 million cats living in luxury. And I don't even have the bare necessities of life.
What do you mean?
2 weeks ago, I ran out of bourbon toothpaste. Have I replaced it? No. This morning, I sprained my ankle trying to get the last squeeze out of the tube.
You and that bourbon toothpaste. I don't see how you ever got that crazy dentist to make it up for you.
Well, the dentist said I needed a stimulant for my gums.
Turning your teeth all pink.
My teeth are not pink. They're bloodshot. I use that toothpaste is because you're always beefing about how many bottles I buy.
Well, people were beginning to talk.
Well, what do I care?
Well, I care. You think I like being married to a great big corkscrew? If I don't get anything I want.
All right, marry a cat doctor and have all the kittens you want. I wish you'd put out the lights and let me get some rest.
Never a civil word. Never a sign of affection. And that's the thanks I get for standing by you through storm and strife. Helping you up the ladder of success.
Success?
Thank heaven we don't have any children to see the misery their mother goes through. I can just imagine if we had a daughter, a beautiful girl growing into a beautiful woman, about to be married, and her famous father is gallivanting all over Europe, denying his family.
Nobody's denying his family.
There she stands, a lovely vision in her bridal gown. No father to give her away.
Blanche!
Why don't you come to your daughter's wedding, John?
Blowing your cork. Nobody's getting married, and I'm not famous.
But you'll admit I made you what you are today.
I admit nothing. I'm a self-made man.
Well, that's the first time you ever took the blame for anything.
You said so. Well, I'd just like to hear what you've done for me.
Well, who cooks for you? I do. Who cleans for you? I do. Who does your laundry?
The laundry.
Only once. And that's because the washing machine was broken. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have a clean shirt.
I haven't got a clean shirt.
You have to. I dusted one off yesterday.
Dusted off is right. And you pressed the collar with a curling iron. Decided I wore it today.
Today? What happened to the shirt you wore Tuesday?
I wore it Wednesday. And I was going to wear it again Saturday, but I spilled some gravy on it Friday, so I cut the stain out and made a brown collar for my Sunday shirt.
Oh, stop complaining. You've got two lovely shirts.
One shirt. And it's not lovely. It hasn't even got a shirt tail.
You don't need a shirt tail. Just wear your pants higher.
I can't wear them any higher. I wear my pants so high, and now I have to unzip them to blow my nose.
I shall go to sleep.
Yeah, go to sleep, she tells me. Woman drives me crazy with cats and weddings. My brain is spinning. Oh, she said, go to sleep. I'll never sleep another. wings is long.
John!
No.
The telephone, answer it.
Hello.
Go to the phone and answer it.
2 o'clock in the morning and people calling.
No!
Oh. Hello! Hello, is this the Bureau of Missing Persons?
Bureau of Missing Persons?
Yeah, I just found out that my wife ran away from home last month.
What?
I say my wife ran away from home. She's 4 feet 8, weighs 207 pounds, and has mouse-colored eyes. I've been kind of wondering what's happened to her. You got any word for me?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
Congratulations.
Never heard of such a thing. Man's wife ran away, and he's looking for her. Must be nuts.
Would you miss me if I ran away?
Sure.
How much would you miss me?
How far are you running?
I knew you wouldn't miss me. You're too selfish to miss anybody.
Yeah.
And as long as you're out of bed, go to the kitchen and see how the cat's doing.
Oh, all right, I'll see how the cat's doing. Well, I'll be...
What is it, John?
Oh, I can't believe my eyes.
John, don't keep me in suspense. What is it?
How could that happen?
John, please, tell me. Has the cat had her kitten?
She had one kitten. The biggest, fattest kitten I ever saw in my life. Bigger than our cat.
Let me see.
Look at that kitten, will you?
Oh, you silly thing. That's not a kitten. It's her husband.
Oh. Well, let him sit up and wait for his children. Good night, Blanche.
Good night, John.
Well, that puts the lid on the 33rd program of our new series for Old Gold Cigarettes, written and directed by Bill Rapp. We hope you'll be on hand next Friday night for Frank Morgan, Francis Langton, Carmen Dragon, and the orchestra. This is Don Amici saying good night and good smoking with Old Gold.
Frank Morgan appears through arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Homecoming, starring Clark Gable and Lana Turner. Don't forget, every Friday night on CBS, it's fun for the family. Stay tuned to the adventures of our...
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for another episode of The Bickersons and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Bob Hope Show. Until next time, in the words of Alfred, Lord Tennyson, hope smiles from the threshold of the year to come, whispering, it will be happier.